She shut the door and Enzo peered at the photographs, their glaze cracked in places and starting to peel. He recognized Adam Killian from the photographs in Raffin's book, a healthy, tanned-looking man with a thick head of pure white hair grinning at the camera. And Jane Killian, looking much younger, dark hair cascading over her shoulders, a shy smile.
"I guess the young man must be Peter."
"Yes." Peter was taller than his father, thin, with an open smile and warm eyes. Fair hair tumbled over his forehead, and he seemed very young. Almost as if she could read his thoughts, Jane said, "These were taken just before he graduated. His father was so proud of him." Now he turned his attention to the shopping list, and recognized the same hurried hand.
"The cooks have the blues,"
he read out, and glanced up at Jane.
"Was he much of a cook?"
"Oh, not at all. His wife fed him all his life. I think he was terribly lost after she died. He seemed to live on convenience foods, anything out of packets and tins." Enzo turned his eyes back to the fridge door and the scribbled post-it. This time it was Jane who read it out, as she must have done countless times before. Perhaps she hoped that one day it would bring an unexpected revelation and suddenly make sense. "A bit of the flood will boil the feast." Enzo repeated it, almost under his breath.
"A bit of the flood will boil the feast."
He straightened himself up and felt the tension in the muscles of his back. He placed his palms in the small of his back and stretched backward to loosen them. The cold and the damp were taking their toll.
"Is there anything else I should see?"
He quite deliberately wanted to avoid focusing too much on any one of these things. He would let his subconscious do the hard work, while he concentrated on more mundane matters like eating and drinking and sleeping. "The only other thing that seemed particularly significant," she said, "was over here, above his workbench." He followed her over to the desk, beside the filing cabinet. The scarred wooden desktop itself was empty, apart from a tray at one side, laid out with entomology pins, setting needles and forceps. Set alongside it were four grades of pencil, 2 6-inch rulers, a handheld lens and a binocular microscope. Two rows of wooden framed glass cases hung on the wall above it, displaying Killian's butterfly collection, each specimen carefully pinned to its backboard. A neat, handwritten paper data label beneath each detailed when and where it had been obtained. Enzo noted that with Killian's usual attention to detail, they were arranged in taxonomic order.
"What's in the filing cabinet?"
"All his entomological records. Photographs in plastic sleeves, arranged in date order in clip folders, and all his leather-bound notebooks. He noted every insect he ever caught, all described and identified. Or not. Apparently around 1 million insects have already been officially identified, but they think there may be as many as 5 million that have not. That seems to be the appeal for the amateur, that you could actually discover a previously unidentified species of insect." He caught her eye and she smiled. "Which would leave me quivering with apathy, I'm afraid. I'm afraid."